Ayatollah Sayyid Hassan Mudarris was born in 1870. He accomplished his studies in Isfahan, Samarra, and Najaf in the presence of such grand teachers as Ayatollah Mirza Shirazi, the leader of the tobacco ban movement, until he achieved the level of ijtihad. Then he returned to Isfahan and began teaching jurisprudence and principles. His political activities began with membership in a state association of Isfahan, and then he became more known as being elected as one of the five clerics for the second term of parliament in 1910. He played his role well in the majlis. He also was elected Tehran representative to the third term of majlis, but due to foreign pressure and the outbreak of the World War I, it didn't last more than a year. Mudarris was a prominent figure of the National Defense Committee, whose members migrated to Qom to obstruct the advance of Tsarist forces towards Tehran. Then he departed for Isfahan, Kermanshah, Iraq, Turkey, and Syria, and then returned to Iran after 2 years. He was elected Tehran representative of the fourth term of Majlis and served as deputy speaker as well as the head of the Majlis majority faction. The fifth term of Majlis, an important era in the history of constitutionalism, with the fall of the Qajar dynasty and the rise to power of Reza Khan, was inaugurated in 1923. A significant event in the fifth Majlis was the interpellation of Reza Khan by Mudarris. However, Reza Khan could pave the way for the overthrow of the Qajar dynasty through deceit and fraud and eventually became the king of Iran on November 1, 1925. Reza Khan prevented Mudarris from being elected as a representative for the 7th Majlis after a period of being forced to stay at home. Mudarris was apprehended on October 8, 1928 and sent into exile to Damghan, Mashhad and then Khaf. After 7 years of exile in Khaf, he was transferred to Kashmir on October 14, 1937. Reza Khan ordered the head of the Kashmir police to kill Mudarris, but he refused, and so Jahan Suzi, Motawaffian, and Khalaj were appointed for the mission. They martyred Mudarris on the eve of November 13, 1937, and secretly buried his body. In August 1941, after the fall of Reza Khan, Mudarris' tomb was identified and located by locals.
NasrTV.com